Big Boy Sports Recap. Ready, Les?
Big Boy.
Well, Steve, don't tell me you have your bikini on underneath all your clothing and you're going to the beach afterward.
No. I will not be doing that.
Goodness, you didn't come in here uncovered.
Well, I did notice the back of your pants, your Speedo is sticking out right
now. Oh, good one. All right. Let's jump into it. We don't have a whole lot to talk about today, buddy. A bunch of little stuff. I guess we should start with the NFL and the coaching carousel.
NFL, yes. Kyle Shanahan is expected to be named the next San Francisco 49ers coach, but he can't be named until after the Falcons are out of the playoffs, which I think they need to change that rule.
Okay.
I don't think it's fair. Like, all these other teams can get who they want, and that guy's got to wait. I mean, I bet you could have got a better coaching job than the 49er job. Do you
really
agree with me? Do you agree that you shouldn't have to wait? I mean, you can interview, say, I'm going to take the job after the season. I think their idea is, he's not going to coach as well as he would have, knowing he has a job somewhere else, but I don't know.
But
doesn't
anybody know that already anyway?
I mean,
you know
Arthur
what I mean?
Blank, the owner of the Falcons, is like saying, wish him luck and blah, blah, blah. They can't officially.
It's just a technicality is all it is.
But it's dumb. He can't hire any staff yet.
Well.
So he's losing out on offensive coordinators and, you know, defensive coordinators and other coaches that he can't hire.
Well, maybe that's why they're doing it, because then he would be busy doing that instead of preparing to play this football game this weekend. Now.
Another advantage for the Packers then, right?
The rumor mill has suggested the reason that, you know, Josh McDaniels was the front runner for that job.
And, well, it was him, then it was Tom Cable from the offensive coordinator for the Seahawks. But
Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels just said no.
Yes, and do you know apparently why he has completely is not even interested in that
job?
He's
not interested in a lot of jobs, because I really think he's waiting for Belichick to retire and
he wants to be
the head coach there.
It might be there, or he's waiting for other potential. I'm sure there's other openings that he would take the job as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
The 49ers is like a complete rebuild.
Oh, it's a mess.
It's a joke. They don't even have a GM.
The only place worse than San Francisco right now, I think, probably would be Cleveland.
Yeah, but Cleveland's got their coach, so.
What I'm saying is, the whole idea is he's waiting for Belichick to retire, and he's also being compensated
very well.
Very, very well.
Highest paid coordinator in the league.
And I think that there's a lot of reckless speculation also that there's more money being transpired than what is on the books as well.
Oh, so you're saying they're cheating the system.
I'm saying that he is being paid very well.
You know they started last year. So let me ask you this. Last year they started offense coordinator of the year and defense coordinator of the year. Who's going to be those this year?
Yes.
Kyle Shanahan for the Falcons might be
Could
the
be.
OC.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about the DC. Maybe the guy from Houston, Romeo Crennel.
Romeo!
Gang now. He didn't have a contract till yesterday. He was going to be no contract going into next week. But they re-signed him.
Anything else in the NFL you want to talk about?
Just
any
quickly,
injury reports? Anything?
I already said this, but now it's a story because I said it yesterday. So they must have heard us talking yesterday and ESPN got a hold of it. Is this best quarterback Final Four in NFL history? And they went on and did a story about it today. And as far as quarterback ratings, it is. The second best was 1992, Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, Troy Aikman, Steve Young.
That's pretty good.
All in the Hall of Fame.
That you got to admit, that's pretty good.
That's really good.
Well,
our predictions will not be coming till Friday.
No, I'm not picking till Friday.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's going to be a fun weekend, that's for sure.
You did know that. I know you beat me in the regular season. You know I'm 8-0 in the playoffs, right?
I did see that.
I'm 8-0.
Too bad it's mathematically impossible.
What? 8-0. When it matters, the regular season is easy stuff. The playoffs
is that right? Is that right? I don't think so. I'm not even going to touch that with a 10-foot pole, buddy. We'll save the Red Wings for the second half. I did want to mention that Michigan played Wisconsin last night. Michigan is unranked in college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin's ranked number 17. And they are 15-3, 4-1 in the Big Ten, after beating Michigan.
They only won by 4, though.
They were on the ropes, man. Michigan was winning that game for a while. But they survived, apparently.
Apparently.
I didn't watch it.
No, I didn't either. And for all of you NBA fans, big game tonight. Thunder at the Warriors.
Oh, God. Did you really just bring that up?
Thunder at the Warriors. Well, yeah, you know.
Well, why don't we
Kevin Durant playing against his old team.
If we're going to talk about the NBA, then let's talk about, you know, WWE. Let's talk about UFC. Actually, we do talk about UFC. Doesn't count.
Isn't it great how we have UFC? But we're trying to make a helmet so people don't get concussions. But we have a sport like UFC where they just beat the crap out of each other.
It is absolutely hypocritical.
It's pretty bad. Okay.
You know, the reason why, you understand why, right?
Because,
Can't they make it safer? Should we even get into this right now? Because there is a whole political angle to this. It's not really political, it's socioeconomic. But that being said, yes, I agree with you. If you want to play football, you play football. Quit wussifying it.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay, let's take a break on that note.
Red Wings talk coming up, as well as other little things. Big Boy Sports Recap.
Come in from the cold to Big Boy Marquette for a delicious, warm cup of made-from-scratch soup. Pick your cup of made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy. Tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, vegetable beef, cream of broccoli with ham, chicken noodle, cabbage, loaded baked potato, or zesty chicken tortilla. Pair your soup with the perfect half sandwich or petite salad. Come in from the cold to a warm cup of delicious made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy Marquette.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
We're now through the end of the month. You can get a killer membership special just for people that have not been members. Like, you can't renew a membership on this deal. But if you want to join Heritage, get this.
Singles are $7.95 and couples are $9.95. The couples deal is the best deal you're going to see ever.
Call 225-0721 to find out more. And, of course, you can always visit the Marquette Golf Club on the web, eh?
Where you and I enjoy many rounds every summer.
I was really, really bummed that you bailed the week that my team played your team.
Oh, I was nervous. I didn't want to play you.
I know you didn't.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I'm sorry. What did your team finish in the league?
Mm,
what was that? What my team finish in the league?
We have a weak link in our team.
Yeah, it's called you.
Okay.
I'm just
kidding. Let's not go there. I hope they're not listening.
We're just straight up.
They're probably trying to decide which one's the weak link.
You. Just admit it.
Anyway. Let's straighten out something from yesterday, too. Jose Bautista's contract for 1 year for $17 million has two more option years. It could be 3 years, $60
million. Oh, okay.
So,
well, that makes a lot more sense.
Yes, and it's
that's
option
what I get
both
for
ways.
Trusting you.
Option both ways, though. The club could say, "Sorry, we don't want you."
Well, yeah, of course they could.
So
that just seems really low for me for 1 year deal.
So
really low.
3 year, it could be 3 years, $60 million.
Anyway, that makes total sense now. I just wanted to mention here real quick before we get to the Red Wings. Did you hear about the retribution fight? From between the New York Rangers and the Dallas Stars, dating back into December, forward Cody Eakin was suspended 5 games for charging Rangers goaltender Henrik Lundqvist. Nobody argued the decision, by the way. The hit was high and dangerous on the goaltender. So last night, apparently, the retribution fight happened between Chris Kreider and Cody Eakin. And it was no surprise that a minute into the second period, Kreider got tangled with Eakin, and they went at it. And during the fight, Kreider reached over, took off Eakin's helmet, and hit him with it.
And didn't get ejected.
He did not.
I mean, isn't it like a weapon?
It's supposed to be an immediate ejection.
I mean, come on.
I have not heard if the league has... He will probably be suspended 5 games, I would imagine.
Okay.
And fined.
Yeah.
That's funny stuff.
And what you mentioned yesterday about Vanek...
I'm going to beat you with your own shoe is what it's saying.
Right.
You know?
Yesterday you mentioned about Vanek. The top three players, according to ESPN, that could be traded by the deadline. Kevin Shattenkirk from the Blues, Patrick Sharp from the Stars, and Thomas Vanek from the Red Wings.
So I was right.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm sure other people thought that too, but you were right yesterday.
So far, in my speculation.
Yes, reckless. Well, they're not reckless anymore because someone else said it.
Well, we need to play something here real quick. So I need to stop this, and we need to play this because tonight could be this.
We won a game yesterday. And if we win one today, that's two in a row. We win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak. It has happened before. So let's see some hustle. Let's jack it up a little.
There you go.
There we go. And the Red Wings are going for three in a row tonight against Boston.
Let's
no word
so.
On who's in net.
It's got to be Kirill. Come on. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow. The Outdoor Show.